We're back here on Giants.com with your two-minute drill. He's Jeff Fiegels. I'm John Schmelk. And, Jeff, the Giants decided to make a roster move this morning. Stevie Brown was brought in early last week to maybe give some veteran presence at the safety position. Well, the Giants made another move today, releasing Stevie Brown and bringing in former Giant and former Jeff Fiegels teammate Craig Dahl. Here's what Tom Coughlin had to say about Craig Dahl.
You know, we looked at him, obviously, on tape and so on and so forth, and you know, the fact that he's played back there, he's a veteran, he knows the system, he can communicate well. He'll have a little bit of a few bumps in the road just to get going, but he'll know what we're doing and he'll get us lined up.
So, Jeff, a little back to the future for the team and for you, Craig Dahl back in the house.
Yeah, you know, I walked in here to the facility today and saw Craig Dahl, and I was asking him, you know, hey, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm on the roster. So, you know, a familiar face with Coach Spagnuolo. Craig Dahl was here in 07 and 08. With Spags, and also he was with the Rams, so he knows this defense, he knows the terminology, he's able to make calls in that backfield, one of the main reasons why they brought him back.
And that's one of the reasons I think Stevie Brown was let go, and Tom Coughlin said they wish they just would have had more time with him to learn this system. He's a veteran, his strength is his knowledge, but he's only been here a little more than a week to try to learn that system.
And I think that if Stevie Brown was here for the whole duration of training camp, things would have been a little bit different for him. He kind of ran out of time, and I think that the Giants went after a guy like Craig Dahl, understands the system and brought him in, and that's why he's here. And, you know, unfortunate for Stevie Brown, but good luck with him.
And finally, Craig Dahl, also a big contributor on special teams.
Question.
Tom Coughlin pointing out about 12 special teams tackles last year, so he can help on all the special teams.
Yeah, and, you know, that's going to be his role here. If it's not a starting at safety, he's going to play a special teams. He's a very good special teams player. In this league, you'll know that the more you can do, the better chance you have of making a roster spot. You saw that with a lot of the other young players that made the teams this year. It wasn't mainly because of maybe their main position they play, but because they play special teams.
And Tom Coughlin also said on Monday that he's not quite sure who the two starting safeties are going to be. Right now, it looks like Landon Collins and Cooper Taylor, but the competition rages on. Jeff, we appreciate the time.
Thank you, John.
And that's your two-minute drill on Giants.com. Have a great night, everybody.